I knew a Dharma teacher one time who would go on individual retreats. And he said he made a practice at the end of the retreat that he would stop for a moment and express his gratitude to the trees and the other aspects of nature where he was. And actually, that's not quite right. You can appreciate what nature offers, the opportunity to be in this quiet place, a beautiful place like this. But there has to be a special word for gratitude for the things that people have done. The Pali term for gratitude, katanya, literally means knowing what has been done. The things that people have decided to do to help. There's been a lot of that over the past month. So we should have gratitude for that. This is how our practice grows, both in the sense of getting help from other people and in having gratitude for their help, because it shows that we have a clear sense of their freedom of choice. They could have decided to come or not to come, to help or not to help, but they chose to help. They went out of their way. And so we should take that to heart and use that as a fuel for our practice. There's a passage in the canon that says a sign of a good person is gratitude. It basically comes down to you have a clear sense of what other people have done for you, and you're more likely to appreciate the effort that went into that. And then you're more likely to make the effort to do good for other people too, because you realize this is how we get along as human beings, is through helping one another, through our generosity, through virtue, through having goodwill for one another. These are the things that make us human. And so we learn how to have gratitude for that in other people. And we try to develop some of that ourselves, to pass it on. And then it should fire our meditation practice as well. There was a young couple that was on my alms run in Thailand. They were quite poor. They were just newly married. They lived in a little shack. It was just big enough for the two of them to lie down in. A little kitchen up back. And every now and then they'd have food for me. I'd come back from the alms run and tell myself, okay, today you've been the beneficiary of a poor person's generosity, so you better practice hard. But whether the person is poor or wealthy doesn't really make a difference. The fact that other people have chosen to help us, we should use that as an encouragement in our own practice, in the sense that we're doing this not just for ourselves, but for others. The better the results you get in your practice, the more merit accrues to the people who helped you along the way. So this is one way of repaying them, is to be more serious about the practice, be more dedicated in the practice. And then passing on the help. That's how goodness stays alive in the world.